This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Time for the South Florida High School Sports Show on FM 104.3 WQAM. Florida's most in-depth coverage of high school sports.
Sponsored by UHealth, University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute's physicians deliver the precision of academic medicine to every pro, adult, and youth athlete. For your best recovery, go with pro-level expert care. Recover your game at UHealthSports.com.
Yes, sir. That's us. And welcome to another week of South Florida High School sports recruiting and everything else that we have going on, because we've kind of morphed this show into basically everything. We cover all the sports in high school. We do recruiting. We get college coaches on. Right now we are entangled in the middle of everything, because every form of football is underway and starting to take shape, because the ACC will be open. It has opened up for a few schools. Just ask Clemson, Georgia Tech. I'll tell you what, it might be a bold statement, but Georgia Tech can make the ACC game, championship game, and it won't even be a surprise. Their schedule is horrible. They got nobody else. They got NC State on the road, and that's it. So, I'll tell you what, Georgia Tech could listen, you laugh. Georgia Tech could be 11-1, 12-0 by the end of the year. They played their tough games. They played Colorado. They played Clemson. So I watched them the other day, and they're well coached, and they're, you know, and I know that everybody, oh, well, it's going to be, you know, this, hey, maybe not. Miami's schedule gets a little bit tougher. That's tougher with Florida, no matter what you want to say. Florida's still good. They've just been making a lot of mistakes. And if they come down here and play a mistake-free game, you got a game. I don't care what you say. They got the talent. I watched their game against LSU. LSU's underwhelming for a number three team, really. But and they got a coach that's forever making – excuses and forever taking it out on the media. And, you know, somebody asked the question, you know, how come they didn't score more and all this stuff, you know, you think with five turnovers. And yeah, Kelly's a weird cat. I don't know if I could get used to covering somebody like that. You know, I mean, you know, at least with Mario, he comes with it. You know, I mean, if they played like crap, he'll tell you, you know, we got to clean up. I mean, they didn't exactly win it, you know. I think when it got to one of the scores, I think that Miami kind of put it neutral for the third quarter a little bit. But which you're not going to be able to do the rest of the way, because Florida bye week, FSU bye week, And then they start hitting the SEC team, the ACC teams. And as I said, those road games are not going to be easy. Although Virginia Tech's getting a lot easier by the day. You know, new head coach now. But, you know, the game, and even Pitt should never be losing games like that. But, yeah, welcome to college football. Anything could happen. But the belt will be tightening for a lot of teams. We'll see, you know, Ohio State. We'll see Penn State. We'll see Oregon. We'll see a lot of those programs start to play one another, you know, as soon as in a couple of weeks. Game day coming to Miami. Would it be at the stadium or would it be in campus? Where would it be?
On campus. They announced it on.
Oh, okay. So the game Sunday, is at night, and they're gonna, is the game a night game or 3:30? Did they announce it yet?
7:30, ABC. Also okay. Here on QAM with Don.
Well, Bell, obviously Jr. that's
Jersey on the call.
We know that. Yeah, you got to get you got to get that kind of plug in there. But yeah, okay, 7:30 means we'll be home by 1 o'clock in the morning. Have a maybe nice three. Sunday. Yeah, well for you, but yeah. No, it's just so got game day going to campus and then the game over here at the Hard Rock later in the night. Yeah, I don't know. I guess it's just because of it being game day, they'll get a crowd because usually Miami people are passive. And, you know, so I'm sure a lot of people from the area, you know, a lot of people like to be on in that atmosphere, you know, early in the morning. I like what it's on the West Coast. That sucker buzzes in. They get there like 4:30, 3:30 in the morning. That's kind of crazy. You know what? If you're a college football fan, this is what you long for, you know, during March, April, May, June, July, August, and into the September. This is what you long for. So, I mean, and a lot of things going on. As far as that, Miami having a really good showing for Notre Dame as far as recruits. Bethune, okay. But last week, they even for the USF game, they rolled out a few pretty good football players for that game. And then this week is going to be, there's going to be a lot of kids, and rightfully so. Because there's still, I'm sure, a lot of those players that are hanging on the balance between Miami and Florida. And, yeah, so the hype has already begun. The doubters are doubting. USF sucked. Florida hasn't played their best game. They'll probably save it for Miami. And then we'll go to the next step after the off week at FSU will be the biggest game Miami's ever played. And I don't know if they're going to win. And, yep. That's how things go. High school wise, some pretty good games. The weather's just terrible, terrible. It's just has cut into almost every game forcing. Yeah, the next couple of weeks when we're on the air here on Monday, you're going to be having a lot of games going on starting next week. There'll be like 3-4 really good games while we're on the air. That's because the Thursday, Friday, Saturday deal is just been dictated by Lightning. And you know, we got one in on Friday. I went to the Miami-Northwestern game. Northwestern looked good. Northern had their moments, but they still lost 49-21. So you have – this is a time of year where a lot of these seniors pretty much know where they're headed. They've already made their commitments. The ones that are on the fence are just, you know, just kind of few. But it's the underclassmen. It's the class of 2027 that represents the juniors and the 2028 that represents the sophomores. Those are the ones that are starting to put their best feet forward, and a lot of the colleges are getting an opportunity to come see them or check them out in game conditions because, yeah, you know, I know they came to practices and, you know, they probably checked them out on the various, streaming feeds that they have for 7-on-7 events during the course of a year. But, you know, you could tell so much from 7-on-7. I mean, you could tell athleticism, obviously. But there's a lot going on, you know, college-wise, locally as well. Florida Memorial, St. Thomas University, 1-1. They'll be playing against Georgetown of Kentucky, a team that they lost to last year. We're going to be talking to head coach Bill Reichel this evening from St. Thomas University. So obviously that's college football. A lot of people are checking out Kaiser University up in West Palm Beach. For all of you listening to us up there and into the Treasure Coast. And I want to thank everybody wherever we go now. Get a lot of feedback from the show, because not that WQAM on 560 AM didn't have a great signal, but this 104.3 FM that we're on now is kind of like, yeah, people over on the alley, people in Naples are picking it up. So it's and certainly up in the Vero and Fort Pierce. I want to say hello to all the people who are listening that way. Check us out now every Monday. We appreciate that. And, yeah, when you get feedback from that, you know, that, you know, it's not like the show hasn't been popular. It's been popular for, you know, almost two decades. But the listenership, now that we've added the FM element to the program, is kind of broadened a little bit. So people are, you know, now flipping through the dial on the FM. And all of a sudden say, oh, wait a minute, this isn't the Doobie Brothers. This, yeah, this isn't one of the oldies. This is a different station. And certainly one that a lot of people are picking up as well. And also our appearance every Friday morning with Joe Rose between about 7:20 and 7:40. We kind of break down all the games, take a look at some of the happenings in the world of high school football and recruiting. So we got you kind of covered here as far as that's concerned. As you know, you could hit us anytime on our LarryBlustein.com website, where we extensively do Dade and Broward County, you know, features, rankings, everything of that sort, player profiles, and also on our Prep Red Zone Florida website, which is a statewide website, which we encompass everybody from Key West all the way through the Panhandle and up through Pensacola. So got a lot going on as far as that's concerned. But our main concern, you know, especially this time of year, is to bring you people who are going to give you information that you're not going to be able to get anywhere else, especially from the high school level, also college coaches. We're going to try to get next week Coach Golish on from USF, because they have a bye week. Just talk to him a little bit about his start. They play South Carolina State this week, so they'll be 3-1, you know, going into their league, which, you know, they have Navy and they have a couple of teams. And, you know, I asked, that was one of the questions on Saturday during our 8-hour delay up in during the storm, a couple hour delay. I was talking to a lot of the USF people about them getting the opportunity to go to the, you know, Big 12 maybe, or even the ACC. Because they've got the you know, you look, and I point this out, you look throughout the SEC, in every city but Nashville, where Vanderbilt is a one-horse town, really. Starkville, Gainesville, Austin, you know, I mean, you know, Oxford, Lexington, Columbia. There's, you know, I mean, there's not very many big cities. You know, there's a few. Go ahead. You're going to talk. Are you thinking, is this a quiz?
You know, Nashville has some pro teams, right? They have a hockey team and an NFL team, right?
Yeah. No, but I'm talking besides Nashville and Vanderbilt. And Vanderbilt laid in on South Carolina this week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Let's get back to South Florida high school sports on FM 104.3 WQAM. Sponsored by the University of Miami Health System Sports Medicine Institute. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsports.com.
Yes, sir. Larry Bluestein, Trevor Harris. Sorry about our technical difficulties. Kind of froze a little bit. But anyway, we are back with you. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts, they treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. On our show this evening, as I said before, we'll talk a little bit of Palm Beach County football at 7:35. Coach Jamel Murray, undefeated Delray Atlantic. They'll play Norland this week about 7:25. Coach Helder Vallier, the head coach at undefeated Immaculata LaSalle. About 7:05, we'll talk a little bit of University of Miami football with Alex Dono from Locked On Canes and our University of Miami post-game show. About 6:50, we'll hook in with Coach Bill Reichel, the head coach at St. Thomas University. The Bobcats are going to play Georgetown, Kentucky. They are 1-1 on the season. We'll talk around 6:35 with Tyler Harden, a recruiting editor from Swamp 24/7. We'll see what happened with the last two games. Did that make a difference with the recruiting that the University of Florida has? And we start our show off this evening with somebody a lot of you already know when it comes to anything football, whether it be recruiting or covering colleges or high schools. Charles Fishbein from Elite Scouting Services is always front and center, and he's kind enough to join us this evening. Charles, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you for having me on again.
Hey, what a kind of a crazy season so far high school-wise because of – and you know better than everybody because you film a lot of these games. You get a lot of these games that we've had so many contests that are lightninged out and postponed and moved to different times. Talk about that from a momentum standpoint, because, you know, you look back at the Southridge Columbus game and they, it took them three times and they're still only in the third quarter. Does that affect these schools in any way? Because they practiced, you know, I mean, you're around this stuff. Does it affect them from a momentum standpoint?
I think it's made it very difficult. I mean, you just look at Pines Charter today. They had a heat index issue, and they finally were able to go out, and then they had a lightning delay. So it's like they got the double whammy. I just think you can see it in the teams. They're very sloppy, the special teams, all the way to offense and defense. You just, if you have to practice inside or you can't really go out and hit, I just think that's why you've seen football this year be a little more sloppy than past years.
Yeah. I mean, and not only that, you know, you take a look at some of these kids that are, you know, we know the seniors kind of had their opportunity, you know, as sophomores and juniors to impress, and then they had that long off season. But that class of 27, the junior class, who is pretty much on the clock as well, this is the time of year that, you know, that a lot of these coaches are watching them, and certainly they'd like to kind of, if you will, fire the first shot of their abilities. We've seen a lot of class of 27 players kind of step up in a major way. And you look, you know, just like last year with Malachi Toney, who's at the University of Miami. Remember, he never had a senior year in high school. He was a junior. And we, you know, when he came here, he skipped his senior year to go to University of Miami. And does it, you think it kind of hinders a lot of the, a lot of the underclassmen? Because the seniors pretty much have gotten looked at every single way. But it's the juniors who have gone through that growth period, that maturity period since the college coaches last watched them play.
The whole recruiting calendar is definitely sped up. So this is the chance for a lot of these guys to get exposure. And all these delays and missing games, missing practice, guys being able to come down and evaluate these players. I know coaches are down here. I spoke to a coach today. He said he's on his way down to evaluate. Well, where are they going to evaluate them? In a classroom or in a gym? It's just that's not really real football for them. I mean, they can see some of their athletic ability maybe a little bit, but it's just very difficult unless they see them in pads on the field performing at the high level that they need to.
Yeah, no doubt. Charles Fishbein joins us, Elite Scouting Services, amongst other things. You've covered these kids for a long time. You're getting an opportunity, whether it be at Florida State, Florida, or here at Miami, to see, and even USF and UCF, to see a lot of these young kids making an impact. At Miami, we know Malachi Moore, Joshua Moore, and Joshua Moore. A lot of these young freshmen are making an impact at all these schools. Surprise to you, or do you kind of expect it because these kids are talented?
Yeah, I mean, Malachi Toney, I think, is probably one player. I liked him heading into his junior year last year. I thought he was good. But you could see it from the last spring to the spring before. He developed his body, and we talk about this all the time. So many people – they evaluate these kids early on. They don't want to let these kids develop. And you saw a big growth spurt as far as his weight. He went from like 150 to he filled out, and now you see him making an impact even a year earlier than he should be in a University of Miami. But even Joshua Moore is another one, very talented player. We saw it at camps and in actual games. He had a big catch last year against Cardinal Gibbons for a big touchdown. So these guys are making an impact earlier. They have a lot more exposure at a high level. They're playing in bigger games. They're playing in ESPN games. They're playing in front of, you know, larger crowds. And I just think that it's a quicker way to get on the field at that next level because of all the experience they have, not only just playing football, but in big games.
Yeah, no doubt. And, you know, you look at teams like Florida State. Here's a team 2-10 last year, but they've infused themselves with so much talent from the portal. A lot of the younger kids are coming, you know, and you know, you get some of these guys who were young last year, they're stepping up in the secondary. Was this a huge surprise that they've turned things around this quickly, or did you expect it to be more gradual?
Yeah, I think that the whole landscape of college football has changed. I don't think the what happened to Florida State last year is going to – I think they were the first team to go 2-10 and have a bad season. I think the way you have these colleges that have 40 and 50 kids leaving each year and you're redoing the roster every year, I don't think, one, it's sustainable to win every year. And I think you can go from being really bad 2-10 to what happened to Florida State if you get the right players. You got to hit on the portal kids. I still think that high school recruiting is just as important as it's ever been. But the players you bring in have to be a plug and play, and they have to produce. If you bring guys in and they don't play and you've invested in those players, you could have a season like Florida State had. And I don't believe they're the first team to go through that. I think you're going to see more teams over the next couple of years have those type of seasons as well.
Yeah, no doubt. Charles Fishbein joining us, Elite Scouting Services. Florida, here's a team, and you know as well as I do, they've recruited extremely well. They've got a lot of high-level talent. They brought in a kid like DJ Lagway. This is a team that obviously got upended against USF, but a game that was close and a game that saw them execute poorly in their mistakes. And then last week, they turned the ball over 7 times, 5 interceptions, and only get out of LSU by 10 points. This Florida team is still really good.
Yeah, I think if Napier doesn't survive up there, I think if they could keep a majority of those players there, that it's a job that somebody could go in, kind of like Ron Zook did when he got fired and Meyer came in. I think that the talent's there. I think Lagway's still a very talented quarterback. You can tell by a team's discipline. They had a spitting penalty in the USF game. They get terrible penalties. You saw it in the LSU game the other day. They have like a 70 or 80 yard touchdown, and the thing gets called back because of holding. They just seem like everything that can go wrong does go wrong with UF, and a lot of that starts at the top. That comes from coaching and stuff. And I think that maybe Napier needs to bring in. I talked to somebody else about this. Maybe he needs to bring in an offensive coordinator, take some of that pressure away, kind of like Mike Norvell did with Gus Malzahn. But I just think that he needs to give up some of that power, because it's just very difficult these days to be a full-on head coach and also run a program.
Yeah, no doubt. Let's talk Miami. It is a program that you know as well as I've. That every year there's been turnover in the coaching, turnover in talent. From the first year that Mario Cristobal arrived, he made a promise that this roster would be ever changing. It has. Talk about what you see down there. You know, there's you look at somebody like Carson Beck, who you and I watched at Mandarin High School in Jacksonville play. I mean, this kid has always had the goods. You watch him out there. He's cerebral. He's confident. He's calm. He doesn't get too high or too low. The defense, obviously, with a guy like Reuben Bain, who we watched ever since he was in the ninth grade, dominate somebody who has an opportunity to be an early first-round draft pick. Talk about that team.
Yeah, I think what Beck brings is stability. I think he got kind of a bad rap because last year Georgia struggled, so the quarterback always takes a majority of the blame. But if you go back 2 years ago, he was very good at University of Georgia. They should have probably been a playoff team. They actually blew Florida State out in the Orange Bowl. They're a team that kind of underachieved last year. But Beck comes in. He provides some leadership, a lot of experience. But Mario built that team how we thought he would build it, inside out. Their offensive line is one of the most impressive offensive lines in college football this year. And on the defensive line, they got guys all up and down that defensive line to put pressure on the quarterback. And they spent a lot of money on the NIL with the back end of the defense where they had their problems. This is a very good team. I personally believe it's one of the better teams Miami's had in over a decade. And it starts up front. They're strong up front, and they got a quarterback. Everything else is icing on the cake.
Yeah, no doubt. Charles, before we let you go, I'm going to give you a team, and I just said this to Trevor before we went on the air, that I think could get to the ACC championship game because their schedule is not that tough, and they could be undefeated or 11-1, Georgia Tech.
I thought you were going to say Cal Berkeley, but yeah.
No. That would have really been coming out of right field.
Yeah. I mean, you know, listen, you know, you look at what Coach Key's done. I mean, I don't know. We met him a long time ago when he was at O'Leary, right. And you never really thought, all right, this is a guy that's going to be a head coach. But sometimes fits matter. I think he's been a great fit at Georgia Tech. They have an identity. They run the ball. Their quarterback runs. They're very good up front. They have a very good shot at being the ACC championship and making the playoffs. They got a good team. They're sound. They don't make a lot of mistakes. They don't beat themselves. And they're one of those teams that understands they're going to get to that fourth quarter and they're going to keep that game within a touchdown, and they feel they can win any game they're in.
Yeah, no doubt. Charles, I can't thank you enough, man, for stopping by. Let everybody know how they can follow you, because I know you do a great job with your filming and a lot of the evaluations.
Yeah, I mean, we're on Twitter with Elite Scouting Florida, Instagram, ESS Elite, I believe it is. But we have Instagram, Twitter, do all the
okay.
Social media stuff. I'm not, I try to stay in my lane. I'm not going to say that's one of my stronger points is social media, but can't follow us in any way. So.
All right, Coach. Well, I appreciate you, man. Thanks so much. We'll talk soon.
Not a problem. Take it easy, Larry.
Good stuff. Charles Fishbein from Elite Scouting Services. I mean, you talk to him about anything, and the guy knows basically everything from high school all the way to he's a big Cowboy fan. So he was he's a big kicking guy now. That is, kicker made that 64-yarder last yesterday as well. We were talking about Florida. Obviously, they'll be at Hard Rock 7:30 kickoff on Saturday against Miami. I mean, let's face it. They've got talent. I mean, this is a good football program. I mean, as Charles said, I've been hard luck, a couple things here and there against USF. And then last week, turned the ball over as much as they did and still being in the game against LSU, who I personally think is overrated. But that's okay. It's early on. Everything will play out. But the one question during all this has to be is, what are those recruits for 2026 and 2027 thinking after losing the last two games, one to a USF team that a lot of people say, well, listen, not a Power Four team. I mean, yeah, they're well coached. Tyler Harden knows that stuff. He is a recruiting editor for Swamp 24/7, does a tremendous job. Been down here just a short period of time, but he has the grasp of it, and he is kind enough to join us this evening. Tyler, thanks so much for taking the time. I appreciate it. I bet you hear a lot of stuff this time of year, especially from fans about the recruits, that what are they thinking? The guys that'll try to come here in January, are they still coming here in January?
Yeah, well, first of all, thank you for having me. I appreciate the time. And, when you look at this 2026 Florida class, it's so interesting, just kind of hearing their responses and everything. It was the same after USF as it was the same after LSU. They're so locked in with this class. I mean, that you can't say that about all of them, but I would say the overwhelming majority are just like, all right, we're going to bounce back. Everything's going to be good. So on and so forth. So, I mean, that's been my main takeaway. The guys that are locked in, they're locked in, and, they kind of trust whatever happens, but they just remain optimistic. And, that's kind of been really eye-opening to me.
Yeah, and you make a good point, because there's about 8 billion ways to look at all this. But the one thing, too, Tyler, is that a lot of these kids feel, well, listen, if they're not good at my position, I get in there next year and I'll play. I mean, it's the SEC. It's one of the toughest schedules in the country. Year in and year out, they're not going to play. It's sort of like I always tell people, if you want to go to a place, go to Vanderbilt. It's in Nashville. They play the toughest schedule in the country, and they're in the SEC. Anytime you play an SEC schedule, or if you're in an SEC team, especially Florida, and I bring this out to Miami fans who, yeah, they had 66,000 for Notre Dame, but not that much the following week at against Bethune. But Florida, they play Long Island University, and then the next home game against USF is the same 68,000, 70,000 crowd. So you're always going to play in front of big crowds. You're always going to have a lot of exposure on you. When you talk to guys like, you know, a Kendall Gorville or somebody like a Marquez Daniel or even Malik Morris, who's a linebacker who could fit in over the next couple of years, or Will Griffin, who, you know, could come in and maybe put pressure on a DJ Lagway. What do they tell you?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's situational for a lot of guys, but, you know, at the end of the day, what the common thing with the University of Florida is it's the University of Florida. It's an SEC football right. program. You know, the exposure that that provides is, you know, you could say this about any SEC school, but the University of Florida is second to none, right? You have the academics, of course, you know, the NIL is always going to be there. So really it just kind of checks off all the boxes. And, you know, yeah, the University of Florida football, you know, is going through some adversity right now. It's really kind of has its back against the wall in a way, but that doesn't really take away what the university itself can provide. And a lot of guys really see that. So that's just really what they always tell me when it kind of boils down to it.
Yeah. Well, you know, and two, they're coming off a 2025 class that produced guys like Vernell Brown and Ben Hanks and Dallas Wilson and Drake Stubbs, you know, the secondary of the future, obviously, and, you know, Lagonza Haywood and guys like that. So, and a kid from in the Miami area, Javari Flowers, who's already had an opportunity to do a few things, and then maybe a future quarterback in Tremel Jones Jr. You look back at that class, and a lot of these kids are already getting on the field. What does that mean for the kids for 26 and 27 to see somebody who they maybe played with or against last year at the high school level already getting a chance to play, you know, at the SEC level?
Yeah, I mean, it's eye-opening for these guys that it's possible to come right in, and, you know, if you work your butt off, you can get on the field right away. You know, not every program operates like that. You know, a lot of programs really, you know, value experience, and, you know, that's always going to be valid. But you can look at, you know, these young guys making an impact, and, you know, these 2026 guys are like, hey, I can challenge that, and, you know, it's good to know that I'll have an opportunity to get on the field as a true freshman. So, you know, yeah, that's definitely been something that's been brought up, you know, more, it's kind of like a positional thing, but, you know, it's definitely been brought up for sure.
Sure. No doubt. Tyler Harden joins us, recruiting editor, Swamp 24/7, does a tremendous job. And, you know, I know that you're new to this rivalry between Miami and Florida, but this is a rivalry, obviously, was stopped for many years. They used to play all the time. But when it comes to recruiting, Tyler, this is it right here. This game right here, the FSU-Miami game, the Florida-FSU game, those games right there mean everything when it comes to recruiting, because you know as well as I right now for 27, maybe even for 26, a lot of these guys are on the fence between the two schools. Talk about what this game means this week to the Florida recruits that will be watching this game.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, you know, when it comes to Florida, Miami, Miami, Florida State, Florida, Florida State, those are, you know, those are they're swing games for a lot of these guys in state that are wanting to stay in state. I mean, you know, 19 Florida commitments, 10 of them are from in state. So a lot of these guys want to stay close to home. And it's games yeah. like this that, you know, you can kind of just add to your resume of like, hey, we beat Florida and Florida State. You know, we have that leg up against those programs. So this is just another opportunity for Florida or Miami or Florida State, if you want to look that far ahead, to get those types of, you know, pluses added to their list. Yeah. So, you know, this is a big weekend, not only for Miami, but for Florida. You know, I know we look at a lot of different things with Florida right now, but, you know, when it comes to recruiting, games like this definitely matter, you know, and obviously not all Florida guys want to stay in state, but for, you know, the majority of the guys that do, I could probably say, you know, games like this definitely, you know, you look back on it.
Yeah, I agree with you. Tyler, let everybody know how they can follow you on social media. Also with your, you know, everything that you write on the website.
Yeah, so you can find my stuff on Swamp 24/7 as a part of the 24/7 Sports and CBS Sports Network. You can find me on Twitter at TTJHarden8 and on Instagram, TylerHarden247.
Good stuff. Tyler, I can't wait, man. This is going to be a good game, great recruiting deal, and I can't thank you enough. We'll hook up with you soon.
Yeah, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Anytime. Tyler Harden, recruiting editor from Swamp 24/7. And he's right. This is going to be a heck of a game for recruits on both sides of the ledger. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts, they treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, talk college football. Head coach Bill Reichel from St. Thomas University is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurice's, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Time for more of the South Florida High School Sports Show on FM 1043 WQAM. Sponsored by the University of Miami Health System Sports Medicine Institute.
Larry Bluestein, Trevor Harris, up until 8 o'clock this evening. We have NFL football later on, not right after today, but there's a doubleheader of sorts on a Monday night, which is pretty interesting during the second week of the NFL season. And we are underway everywhere, high school, college, and pro. And at St. Thomas University, they are 1-1 as they head into a home game this week against a team that I went to see him play last year in the playoffs, Georgetown College of Kentucky, a perennial NAIA power at AutoNation Field. First Responder Military Appreciation Day, as the Bobcats will look to go 2-1 on this young season. The head coach of this tremendous program is kind enough to join us, head coach Bill Reichel. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. Tough loss to Lindsey Wilson College, but one of the best teams in the country on the road.
No, yeah, we didn't play real well, but like you just said, it's really young season, really long season. So excited for our guys to respond and see how much better we can get and get out there next Saturday.
Yeah, not only that, is you guys and we've watched it over the last couple of years. You've upped the ante on your schedule, and you're not putting anybody that doesn't belong there, on the schedule. Obviously, you open up at University of Fort Lauderdale, but Lindsey Wilson College for a lot of people, and that know football, they know that there's a program year in and year out that is always in the mix. And Georgetown College, a perennial NAIA power, we got a chance to watch them last year in the playoffs, at your place. Talk about your team as you head into this game. And I know that you guys have all the respect in the world, especially for this program that you faced last year in the playoffs.
Yeah, no, I think we're still kind of learning our way, figuring out what team 2025 is going to be like. That we've had some really good teams here the past couple of years, and I think this team is kind of right up there with them of what we can be, but we've won one game and lost one game with this team, so we got to put it together for ourselves and figure out what we're really all about. So excited for them, and again, we're fairly young right now, graduated a lot of really good football players, and we have a lot of good ones now with us too, so just need to grow up a little bit and figure out what we're going to be.
Yeah, and the one thing that you and I talked about last year is you got a lot of these younger kids an opportunity in a lot of the games to play. So from a depth standpoint, it becomes a little bit better, and certainly playing in your conference, which is always going to be tough, and having a program like Kaiser University who kind of carries the flag along with yourself every year. Talk about this team. You say it's young. You have some returning starters. You lost one of the best running backs probably in the country last year. Obviously, that's never going to be easy to overcome. But how do you replace a lot of these kids?
Well, and some of them, I don't know if you ever replace. It doesn't matter if you're a high school program that you graduate a tremendous senior, or a college program, or an NFL vet retires on you or something. Like some of those great players, you never really, I think, replace them. It's kind of just reload and hope that those other guys get better. But like you said, we probably had one of the best offensive players in the country last year that graduated from us, one of the best defensive players in the country that graduated from us. So now these new guys just have to find their role and step up a little bit and grow into being some of those best players in the country. But we got a couple best players in the country coming back with our quarterback is a 3-year starter for us now and probably one of the top quarterbacks in the country, along with David Hayes, our wide receiver, who's getting a lot of interest, hopefully beyond college, but looking for a great last year from him with us. That was the offensive player of the year last year in our conference. So a lot of exciting things, but a lot of room for these guys to kind of make their own names for themselves and go from there.
Yeah, no doubt. Coach Bill Reichel is the head coach at St. Thomas University. Glad to have him here on a Monday evening. You take a look at your program and, just how it's grown throughout the years, a lot of things. I know that you are planning to have that, the addition built for the stands and the press box, obviously, when you have to go through cities and codes and everything like that, it's not always a cut and dry thing. Is that still kind of planned for the immediate future?
Oh, absolutely. We're excited about that. That obviously wish we could have had it done for this season, but different planning and things that we have to get buckled up on our end, that there was some concessions that needed to be made. And at the end of the day, there's a portion of the stadium that could have potentially been built here and opened up mid-season for us. But with all the work that has to go into it and only having half a season left for our fall sports, it made more sense to kind of put it on pause and make sure our ducks are in a row to get that thing going, hopefully as soon as our fall is over with. So it is ready to go for next fall in 2026. But all systems go on that to build that new, the start of that new facility, the first phase of that new facility of a more permanent stadium. That we got the nice scoreboard, we got great turf, but now some better seats and press boxes and stuff for the fans and our other personnel.
Yeah, and not only that, is you got in this offseason an opportunity to get a lot of people on your campus, a lot of parents, a lot of student athletes for camps that you had. You know, you had prospect camps. You had 7-on-7, which was great. It is one of the more competitive that we had an opportunity to attend this year. Talk about that, because that's one thing that you always want to get a lot of these parents, you know, on a Saturday or a Friday night to your facility to see the campus, to see, you know, hey, oh, this is St. Thomas University. You know, they read about it, they hear about it, but this gives them an opportunity during the summer to have an opportunity to see, you know, what you guys are building and what you have right now. Talk about that importance.
No, I think for the college in general, obviously it's great for us, for our recruiting and what we have to accomplish to continue to evolve our football program, from those prospect camps and the great event that the Orange Bowl puts on and everything in between from a football aspect. But at the end of the day, you never know who's coming on your campus, and maybe it's a football player and his parents and his cousin or those parents' niece or nephew might be interested in culinary or accounting or a woman's sport or another male sport that we have, or band or choir, whatever it can be. So I think, and you know, Larry, we've talked about it before, that once you come on our campus, that there's a lot going on. It's a beautiful place, a lot of new buildings and everything else. So somebody's always talking to somebody that's trying to make a college decision, and whatever you can do to kind of help out with enrollment and make sure that we're doing our part. It's just, the more people you get on campus, the more people realize what a special place St. Thomas is. And somebody always knows somebody that's looking for whatever that might be, between athletics or co-curriculars or academics, that might be a good fit for them.
Yeah, no doubt. Saturday noon, big time game. Before you go down to the University of Miami, University of Florida game, drop by St. Thomas University, 12 noon kickoff, Georgetown, Kentucky. It's they're 3-0. They're coming in here with a really good football team. We watched them last year, and the St. Thomas University will be ready. Coach, can't thank you enough. We'll try to get down there over in the coming weeks and see the product. You guys always put a competitive group out there, and we're excited for you.
No, appreciate you as always, Larry, and look forward to Saturday, see what we can accomplish.
Good stuff. Coach Bill Reichel, the head coach of St. Thomas University, get down there. It's going to be a great game. This is a classic game, classic NAIA football this week. The team they're playing is really good. Watched them last year. St. Thomas always brings all the local talent, state of Florida. It's going to be fun. That's going to wrap up hour number one. Please do not go away. We've got another full hour with you up until 8 o'clock.
Time for the South Florida High School Sports Show on FM 104.3 WQAM. Florida's most in-depth coverage of high school sports.
Sponsored by UHealth, University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute's physicians deliver the precision of academic medicine to every pro, adult, and youth athlete. For your best recovery, go with pro-level expert care. Recover your game at uhealthsports.com.
Welcome back to hour number two. Glad you could be with us as we take you up until 8 o'clock. Trevor Harris, Larry Bluestein, thanks so much for everybody who's joined in the first hour. We talked a little bit about recruiting with Charles Fishbein from Elite Scouting Services. Also talked about the Gators as far as what their recruits are thinking after the first couple of games with Tyler Harden and head coach Bill Reichel from St. Thomas University. We open up hour number two talking about the University of Miami, 7:30 kickoff this Saturday against the Florida Gators in a game that's going to be nationally televised earlier in the day. College game day comes to campus, and I know one guy is going to be there front and center, Alex Dono from Locked On Canes, like he always is, and he's kind enough to join us this evening. Alex, thanks so much for taking the time. Great seeing you over the weekend, and you know, even during the almost 2-hour delay, but nevertheless, everybody's looking forward to this game this week. I think there's a lot of people who feel that it's going to be one of those memorable contests with Florida, with talent coming in, making a lot of mistakes against a Miami team that's on a roll.
Yeah, Blue, it's a pleasure to talk with you as always, and I feel the same way about this game coming up this weekend. You know, from a Miami perspective, of course, I have every reason to be confident. Coach Cristobal and his staff have these guys playing at a really high level. They're executing. They're playing physical. Carson Beck has fit like a glove with Miami's offense, and the defense is playing with a lot more intensity than they were a season ago. But then at the same time, like you said, I mean, if you look at it from the Miami side, if everything goes right, you're thinking Miami has the opportunity to potentially win this game pretty big. But I feel the same way you feel about Florida. You know, up to this point, and I guess we'll have a better idea this Saturday if, you know, making all these mistakes, self-inflicted wounds, like, is that, you know, really going to be part of their identity for the entire season? Or are they going to have a cleaner game against the Hurricanes? Because the talent is certainly there. And you feel like if Florida manages to play a clean game, or at least cleaner than they've been, you know, in their losses this year, and cut down on the self-inflicted wounds, that they have enough talent to make this a really close football game on Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, and you go to a place like LSU with a team that's rated in the top five, the number three, and some of the rankings, has a program that, you know, obviously it was given five opportunities through interceptions and two with fumble and all those numerous penalties, and they only still scored 20 points. As you mentioned, Miami played Florida last year. Everybody knows what type of program they have. These are two really, really good programs. And as you and I talked, there's a lot at stake. Obviously, Miami is one of those teams that's looking to be a playoff team this year. And to do it, they're going to have to get by an SEC opponent, which, as we said last week, no more easy games because, you know, you go here, you have a week off, then you go up and play in Tallahassee. Will be an undefeated Florida State team, you know, the beat goes on and on and on. And even though that Syracuse didn't look very good and Virginia Tech lost and some of the other programs in the ACC didn't look as good, you know that every game you have to take one game at a time.
Yeah, absolutely, Blue. And it starts this Saturday. And, you know, something that Mario Cristobal talked about, I was at his weekly news conference earlier this afternoon, winning, you know, the state of Florida, winning, you know, the Florida Cup, which doesn't happen every single year that Miami and Florida and Florida State all play each other. And you throw in USF, who Miami played and beat just this last week. But Coach Cristobal really takes it seriously, the opportunity he's got for the second straight year to, you know, potentially. And of course, you're looking at Florida and Florida State, which is a much better team than they were last year in a few weeks. But the opportunity to win that Florida Cup, that they call it, for the second straight year, is one that Coach Cristobal takes very seriously. And then, as you know better than anybody, Blue, you know, if Miami is able to beat all these teams within the state, it can help you in recruiting, which is something that Coach Cristobal puts a lot of priority into. But yeah, this is one of you know, the trickier games left on the schedule. And, you know, we'll be talking about the ACC in a couple weeks after Miami's bye when they open against Florida State. And you know, this is also the type of game, I know the Gators are unranked now, but this could still potentially be a quality win for Miami when you start trying to build that college football playoff resume. And yeah, I know that on the one hand, if you win the ACC, you know, a possible loss to Florida out of conference wouldn't keep you out. But, you know, if you don't win the ACC, maybe you come in second place, then having another quality win under your belt non-conference can really help. So it seems to me, Blue, like everyone's really focused. I know that, you know, from Cristobal on down to his players, to a man, they don't look past anybody. And, you know, you could tell Miami's players, hey, you know, Florida, not what you thought they were going to be. They've lost two straight games. They lost to USF, who you just beat. They are taking Florida as seriously as they took Notre Dame, as seriously as they're going to take Florida State in a couple of weeks. They took South Florida that seriously as well, I think was evident on the field. So you're going to have focus from all of Miami's playmakers. And I don't think there's any chance that, you know, in a rivalry game, you wouldn't anyway, but there's no chance they take Florida lightly, despite being a 1-2 team coming into this one.
Yeah, I agree with you. And, you know, Alex, when you take a look at, you and I talked a lot during the offseason, we speculated at different positions. And one of the positions, especially on offense, that was a question mark was wide receiver. And I think over the first couple of games, I think a lot of those questions have been answered with the play of CJ Daniels and Keelan Marion and Malachi Toney and Joshua Moore. And, you know, the list goes on of players who've had their opportunity to get in. Talk about that, because that's an area they knew they had a running game. They knew they had, you know, an offensive line that, you know, was not only talented but deep. But the question mark was production at the receiver. They knew they had the talent, but now they're seeing some of these young men step up in a major way.
It's really remarkable because Miami lost their top four wide receivers from last season. So, you know, you're breaking in guys that are either completely new in the case of a couple of true freshmen or new to Miami in a few other cases. And of course, the chemistry that they've built so quickly, Blue, with Carson Beck, I think is a testament to how hard Beck works and how hard his receivers work. And I know someone who really sets the tone in the receiver room, not just with the catches he makes on Saturdays, but also with the way he prepares and the way he mentors his teammates, is CJ Daniels, 6-year senior. You know, from the moment he arrived in the facility, you know, back, I guess in January, and then talking to teammates of his and talking to him during spring ball, everyone was just raving about how CJ really sets the tone. You know, he has like separate film sessions with his receivers in addition to the film sessions that Kevin Beard, the receivers coach, has with these guys. And I think that that leadership has really helped this room excel, because, Blue, that there's been no drop off whatsoever from last season. In fact, I think that this current receiver room has an opportunity to be even better overall than last year's. And that's taken nothing away from, you know, of course, Xavier Restrepo is a career leader at Miami. I'm taking nothing away from the group last year. But I think with this collective and the way that they're gelling with Beck, you mentioned some of the names, Blue. You know, I talked about CJ Daniels, who the degree of difficulty of catches that he seems to pull off every single week is just outstanding. Malachi Toney, as a 17-year-old, is doing things that you just wouldn't imagine against some of the tough opponents he's had as a true freshman coming into Miami a year early. We had the Josh Moore breakout game on Saturday. I would also say it was the Keelan Marion breakout game. He had 6 catches for 81 yards in the game. And all this without, you know, really having seen JoJo Trader yet in games. You know, I know he played a little bit against Notre Dame, hasn't played at all the previous 2 games. Coach Cristobal was asked about Trader today, and you know, Coach indicated that this is going to be the week that he returns. And so I wonder, you know, how he's going to fit into the rotation this coming Saturday. So I think the potential is there for even more production at receiver than there's been already. And I think that that really says a lot about how well Cristobal has recruited in the portal and out of high school, how well Kevin Beard has coached these guys up as well.
100%. Locked On Canes this week. Let's give everybody a preview of what to expect over the next 4 days.
It's going to be a busy week, Blue. We hit the ground running earlier today. You know, I had Bruce Warner on with me, and we had Dwayne Starks, who's a Miami legend. We also had Lewis Oliver, who's a great former Miami Dolphin and a Florida Gators legend, to give the Gators side. So I encourage everybody to check that out. That was the episode we put out today. We're going to be talking with former Miami offensive lineman Kelvin Harris tomorrow. We're going to do a crossover episode with Locked On Gators coming up later on this week. Brandon Olson hosts that show. We're going to kind of pick his brain and go back and forth. And I'm also, Blue, going to be interviewing later this week Miami Hurricane safety Jacoby Thomas, who knows Florida because he was at Tennessee last year. So, you know, he knows the Gator. So we're going to talk to Jacoby about them. So it's going to be a super busy week, Blue, as we always are on Locked On Canes. And people can check it out. It's wherever you get your podcast. Just search Locked On Canes. And we're also available on YouTube. Just search Locked On Canes and you'll find us.
Awesome stuff. Good luck getting Kelvin Harris off the air in less than 30 minutes.
Blue told me Kelvin Harris 16-0 this year and blowout on Saturday, Kelvin told me.
Oh, really? Oh, geez. I'm telling you, he's quite a character. Alex, I can't thank you enough. We'll see you over there on Saturday. Great job as always, and I appreciate you more than you know.
Thanks, Blue. You too.
Good stuff. Alex Dono, Locked On Canes. Please, please check it out this week. It's going to be informative already. Lewis Oliver, he's one of my favorites. I know he's a Gator, but he's great. He's somebody that, you know, not only did great things for the Dolphins, but continues to do amazing things in the community. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts, they treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, we'll talk a little high school football. On deck will be Coach Helder Valle from Miami Immaculata LaSalle, and Coach Jamel Murray from Delray Beach Atlantic are coming up.
Let's get back to South Florida high school sports on FM 104.3 WQAM. Sponsored by the University of Miami Health System Sports Medicine Institute. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsports.com.
Larry Bluestein, Trevor Harris with you up until 8 o'clock. We have NFL football later on this evening. And there's a game going on now. Obviously, this is, I think it's every year they have a doubleheader week. Two or three. It's usually, I think it's kind of a standard. It's probably week two. So they have one tonight. But our attention, obviously, high school colleges. We've got the college part out of our schedule. Now we turn our attention to the high schools. One of the better teams in South Florida. You better start waking up. Miami Immaculata LaSalle, this team is kind of for real. They're undefeated going into their bye week. The Royal Lions have an opportunity with their next game against the Ransom Everglades, which will be next week, to pretty much wrap up their first district title in 51 years. How about that? Coach Helder Valle is the head coach. And he is kind enough to join us. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. Congratulations on everything that's happening. I know you still got a long way, but you got to be pretty satisfied after 4 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, the best satisfaction is just seeing the kids and the amount of work that they put in, you know, after the outcome that we had last year, you know, two games away from a state title. And having this offseason to come in and really, you know, try to run it back. So we're on a mission, and we just want to take one game at a time and just continue to focus on our next task. That's all, really.
You know, at the beginning of the year, you tell your kids, you win 11 games, you're going to win this district, and we're going to probably be one of the top seeds. You did that last year, and Booker T had beat you during the regular season to win the district title. But nevertheless, and then you had to play them again in the playoffs. Well, you conquered those demons last week by beating Booker T. Washington for the first time in school history, which is a heck of a leg up. And so far, you against Jackson, Berlin, and Booker T., you've averaged well into the high 30s on a team that's only given up a field goal all year long. Talk about the defense. Did you expect it to be this strong this early?
Yeah, I mean, we have most of our experienced guys from our defensive side, and our defensive coordinator, DeAndre Mickens, and our defensive staff do a phenomenal job. You know, we've been together since our first stint here 7 years ago when we were getting beat in and beat out, and it took time to build. And now we've invested $2 million into athletic facilities and just investing into our youth now. And you know, we feel that we're just ready to go and continue to moving forward. But, you know, our defensive guys do such a great job in communicating, and the players, you know, they bought in, and that effort has shown week in and week out. So,
I mean, and you've shown, you know, you have some seniors with leadership, obviously, you know, up front with Antoine Borden Jr., who's a big kid at over 300 pounds. And you've shown in the secondary with Wendell Copeland, a really good football player. And Alfred Cox, who's a great athlete, and Ian Desnobles, linebacker, who's got some really good size to him as well. And then obviously kids who came back from last year, Tavares Jones and Daniel Martin, as well as Jaden Noel. Talk about that senior class, because not only are they talented, but they give you that extra leadership quality that every program needs.
Yeah, the seniors have been great. We formed like a little leadership council, And, you know, they do such a good job. And the expectation that they know what it takes to win puts us in a position where it holds younger guys accountable. But at the same time, too, it levels everyone else. You know, it's a great feeling. It's a great feeling to play on Thanksgiving. And everybody, we've made a promise to ourselves that we want to get back to that game for that regional final game and get over that hump. And just reality, like, they've been great. Our senior class, even from, you know, at the end of spring to our summer tour to training camp, you know, they've been all bought in and present, and it's just, it's coming to fruition now. So we're excited for that class and really trying to get their film out. And we appreciate you, Larry, sending their stuff out through Twitter and all the coaches that you know, because we want to get them up home. You know, they do a good job here, and we ask everything from them. And our part of as coaches is to promote them and send them to college and, you know, expand their education. So,
yeah, no doubt. Obviously, junior class, a lot of talent. Phillip Jones is the guy that everybody's been watching since the, what, eighth, ninth grade. He's got great lineage. His relatives, Carroll City, FSU, obviously in the NFL. Really talented kid. But you got a lot of other kids that are stepping up, too. You know, especially with your lineman and Anthony Gerald III, who's another kid over 300 pounds. Talk about the junior class.
Our junior class, you know, they came in their freshman year when it was a time of transition. Like, you know how it is in Dade County. You constantly have to build teams every single year. And, you know, this is a class that has bought in and has been with us for 3 years. And in all reality, we see the progression first and foremost. As a head coach, I'm so proud of PJ as far as how much he's developed, not only on the field, but off the field, the type of person that he wants to become. And that's why he makes him like one of the highest recruits in the state of Florida as far as defensive line goes. But the junior class has done great. You know, it's good to have when you have continuity for 2 to 3 years and everyone understands your culture. Everyone understands what the expectation is in the building and off the building. So, they've been great, and our sophomore class too. We have some exciting names there that, you know, when the season progresses, they're going to be making noise for themselves when it goes on too. So,
yeah, Javion Robinson is a kid that I had a chance to watch last year at a different school, but he's come over. How's he done so far?
He's done great. It's a constant building him up every single year, like every coach has to do. But he does have the frame, you know, being at 6'1", 6'2", 175. His dad is the same way. His dad was a South Miami legend as well. But we're excited for him and the work that he's putting in, and his time is going to come, and it's going to come big. So,
yeah, no doubt. Week off this week, then Ransom Everglades, obviously a district game. Miami Springs is a district game as well, two teams. But certainly I know that it's a ways off, but that that October 24th game against Matter Academy should loom as maybe a game of the battle of the unbeatens at the time. I'm kind of hoping not, because Matter's got to play North Miami in a couple of weeks. So, you know, so that's going to be, and that's a district game. So obviously, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, to tell you, Nike has reached out to us and us and Matter, and they're going to do it like something like a Nike Bowl.
Nice.
We're a Nike school. Yeah, and then they're gonna sell like our memorabilia at Dayland Mall at the Dick's Sporting Goods there, and then Nike's gonna come to the actual game and sell and give out shirts as well for Nike, like for Matter fans and LaSalle fans. So it's gonna be great. And I know Ice runs a great program, and we've gone through battle there, so I know it'll be a great matchup when that comes. But you know, just the exciting part of just Nike being involved is makes it 10 times better. And I would love everyone to know and go to your nearest, go to the Dayland Dick's Sporting Goods and support Nike. So
look at you, man. You're becoming an entity here with the LaSalle football team, and the Royal Lions have done a great job and off to a 4-0 start. I hope these people start recognizing you statewide and get you in that little mix as far as 2A, because obviously, 2A's got some teams, but you guys have shown, especially 4 games in, that you guys are going to be a player down the line. Coach, I can't thank you enough, as always, man. Just keep up the great work. We'll always be there for you. Just keep feeding us the players, and we'll get you covered.
Thank you, Larry. Have a good one.
You too. Coach Helder Valier, the head coach at Miami's Immaculata LaSalle. They are 4-0. Beat Berlin, beat Booker T. Washington for the first time in school history. And basically a win in their next game against Ray Ansem Everglades will give them the first district title since 1974. Only me was around. Not very many other, and Dirt maybe, but nevertheless. I'll tell you what, there's some great football being played. And I know the people in Miami-Dade and Broward don't ever have the opportunity to see a lot of Palm Beach teams. I mean, you know, here and there, you knew West Boca last year, won a state title. And we see, you know, we know Jack Daniels at Cardinal Newman. But have you ever seen the Eagles up at Delray Beach Atlantic? They are impressive. As a lot of the guys in South Florida would say, they remind me of a Dade County team. They're talented, they're well coached, and they take on all comers. I mean, they don't back away from anybody. The Eagles are 4-0 as they will host Miami Norland on Thursday. So that gives you a little bit of a glimpse of what type of program that head coach Jamel Murray and his coaching staff have. And we are proud to have Coach Murray on our show this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. And nice start, but I know you're not satisfied until the end of the season.
Of course. Good evening. Good evening. Appreciate you having us on tonight.
This is big for you. I mean, you know, you're getting now, you're getting a lot of recognition, you know, not just in Palm Beach County, but statewide for the type of program that you have. I mean, could it have been easily a year for you guys to rebuild after losing guys like Teddy Hoffman, who we saw the other night playing at NC State, and a quarterback who obviously had been in place with you guys for 3 years and some of the other players. But you've come to the point with your program that you rebuild and you reload, and you have a lot of talent, a lot of kids that put in a lot of sacrifices. Talk about this team heading into Thursday night's game.
Yes, sir. I mean, it's a pretty good group, a bond, a brotherhood, a true family, based on the culture that we're trying to create over these past few years. And I think the guys are ready for a game of this magnitude. It's exciting to have this opportunity against another top program with Miami Northern around, and also getting to come down to Palm Beach County to play. The kids, they just want to live in the moment, you know, and just if they know they want to be known as a program of stature, then we have to play these games and we have to execute in these games. So guys are really dialed in right now and just excited for the opportunity.
Yeah. And, I mean, so far, I mean, you play Jonesboro, Georgia, a team that came down to you last year. You went up to them this year, won an overtime game. They have talent, obviously. Dr. Garcia, you know, a younger team in Palm Beach County, but nevertheless, you know, Coach Walker, you know, has some players. Last week, you guys did in Ely. You know, a program that's going through transition, but nevertheless. But down the road, after Norland, you still have Coconut Creek, undefeated team. O'Galley, a team that went to the state semifinals against Northwestern, and then West Boca, you know, in a game that you guys will host. Talk about the back end of the schedule, because from Norland all the way down to West Boca, this is going to be a challenge every week for you.
Yes, sir. I mean, number one, we just want to play talent and competition. Just being a part of this program for many years, I know, and a relationship that I've built with coaches, they ask to see the guys against competition. So that's number one. So we're talking about trying to be a program that means something. And our goal is to get our kids off to be young men and then ball players on the next level. We have to play competition. Of course, we have to see St. Thomas every year. It's been like that since I was in high school. So what other way to get ready for St. Thomas than to play other teams in the area that make good runs themselves and have aspirations to win a championship? So we look forward to it.
And you were one of the teams, obviously, last year that almost shocked the world. You had them going for a couple of quarters and obviously got away. This year, obviously, you love to be in that same situation. And you have the talent. And, you know, watching you, and I saw you quite a few times during the offseason, 7-on-7s at the team camp up at Kaiser. I am just blown away by the maturity of Pedro Martinez, your quarterback, what he's been able to do, you know, taking over. Talk about him, because I think that's a name over the next couple of years that a lot of people around the country are going to be, you know, kind of following a lot.
I agree, man. Pedro's a great kid. He comes from a great family, and he did a good job last year just sitting in and learning behind Lincoln Graff. You know, very humble, and that shows it, because most kids like Pedro with his ability can go to a program and probably jump on the field as a freshman and take the role, but they trusted us, they trusted the program, and he trusted Lincoln. They grew a great relationship, and he grew. He grew a lot, and he learned the system, and now he's starting to grow every week, which is what we're looking for, and develop. So it's exciting to see him. He's a really good ball player, really even better person, and the kid works super hard on and off the field. So what we see on Friday night, it shows, and he's a little bit more than his age right now. So we're going to hope that can keep rolling.
Yeah. And not only that, he gets somebody back who had been there before, left for a year, Mark Hannaford, who I think is way under the radar receiver. He's kind of shown already this year. Talk about Mark, because, I mean, having him back on the team, I think, is huge, not only just from talent, but also, you know, he's a guy that a lot of the younger kids could watch and learn a lot from.
Agree. It is great to have Mark back. He's always been a part of the family from day one. Like, it never changes. That's why it was easy for him to make the switch back over to us. But Mark, he's an exceptional leader on the field. When he comes to practice, he's ready to work. And it shows. Right. He's a joyful guy, but he's no nonsense. Like, Mark comes out and he takes coaching the small details very serious. And he just tries to execute that every day. And what we see on the field on Friday nights, we see every day in practice. He had a good day today. And I was just looking forward to see it again, and I'm pretty sure he's going to blow up a little bit more as this season goes.
Yeah, no doubt. Coach Jamal Murray joining us, head coach at Atlantic High School in Delray Beach. And, Coach, you know New Orleans throws the ball. We were there the other night, watched them against Northwestern. They're going to go long. But you've got some kids in the secondary with Terrell Owens, who I like a lot, a senior. Jones, who's a senior. And you got a young kid, Terry Gamage, who's just a sophomore. Talk about how they've been so far, because I know they've had over 7-8 interceptions combined.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They're doing a good job. The benefit of that group, we have a senior-led group, so it's a lot of veterans, like you called out, Tyrell Owens. We have Horace Glenn, who's an Eastern Michigan commit. Guys have been playing for almost 4 years in our system, and now that they're mature and they're leading the group, and they're just pushing those younger guys behind it and holding that group to a high standard. So they're playing with a lot of confidence, but also a lot of experience, and it shows. And we're just trying to keep them comfortable and keep teaching and developing. And they go on the field and put it out every Friday.
Yeah, no doubt. And your pass rush has been really good. You got some kids up front that have kind of shown, a sophomore in Dontrell Murray, who's been really, really good. And then Javon Hatcher, who's a senior, and he's been, you know, he's been around for a couple of years. And then Jameer Johnson. Those are three guys that obviously you're going to need on Thursday evening. Talk about that.
For sure. We're going to need those guys for sure. Just the front, and you know, in the trenches is where you win the games. A lot of talent looks good on the outside, but if we can hold our own in the trenches, then we'll be pretty fine. We try to make a big emphasis on that, and those guys come to play all day. Jameer is a dog athlete, and he can play all over. Same thing with Hatch, with his size, his ability, and then Dontrell, just a young guy that just is ready to go at all times. So those three, we definitely need those three if we're going to have opportunities Friday night. And I'm pretty sure they're coming to play in a moment in these games. Like, they look forward to those matchups and exciting. So it's going to be great to see with those three.
Going to be a packed house, and I know a lot of people up in Palm Beach County are ready and welcoming Miami New Orleans up there. A lot of talent on the field. Two well-coached teams. Coach, I can't thank you enough for joining us. As always, you know, it's always great to see you and catch up with you, and see you during the off season, and seeing you at the summer camp. This week, we'll see you live and in person.
Yes, sir. Likewise. I'll see you this week, Coach.
You too. Thanks so much, Coach Jamal Murray, head coach at Delray Atlantic High School, the home of Mike Rumpf. And Mike reminds me of that all the time when I see him at the University of Miami games. So, if you're a football fan, you want to get up there, that'll be this week against Miami New Orleans. a team that, you know, I listen, they've lost two tough games. They lost to Lake Mary, defending 7A runner-up, and then they lost to Miami Northwestern, who is the defending state 3A champions. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts, they treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. Take our final timeout on a Monday evening, and we'll come right back to wrap things up.
Time for more of the South Florida High School Sports Show on FM 104.3 WQAM. Sponsored by the University of Miami Health System Sports Medicine Institute.
Okay, back with you to wrap things up for a Monday. Glad you could spend some time with us. Good show. If you missed any of it, just go to WQAM.com, top of the page, and you'll see the podcast. And there we are, South Florida High School Sports. A good chance to listen to Charles Fishbein from Elite Scouting Services. Talked a lot of recruiting. You'll love that as well if you didn't get a chance to hear it. If you're a Hurricane, if you're a Gator fan, Tyler Harden from Swamp 247. He's a recruiting editor, talked a little bit about some of the recruits after the first 2 weeks, how they're feeling about the Gators losing to USF and then LSU. Coach Bill Reichel, the head coach at St. Thomas University, dropped by, talked about the Bobcats. They'll play at home this week against Georgetown, Kentucky, NAIA powers. Talked to Alex Dono from Locked On Canes and had an opportunity to pick his brain about this Saturday night's game. He expected to be close. I do too. Two good football teams. I mean, you know, I mean, this is, you know, USF kind of, you know, got a couple people by surprise and played well, but they don't have anywhere near the talent that the Gators do, and we'll see that firsthand at 7:30 kickoff. Check out Alex Dono all week long on Locked On Canes. He's going to have some really good guests as well. We talked high school football with two programs that are 4-0 in the South Florida area. Coach Helder Vallier, the head coach at Miami's Immaculata LaSalle, who are off this week. And Coach Jamel Murray, the head coach at Delray Beach Atlantic High School. The Eagles are 4-0, and they will play Miami New Orleans this week. So big-time week, big-time show. Check us out as well. Don't forget tonight, the Raiders and the Chargers will be playing. Chargers are a team that look pretty good in their opening game. So that'll give you a chance to check out some NFL action coming up in about an hour or so, a little bit over an hour. You'll make sure that Trevor Harris won't be at that game, but he'll be here to the end of the Tampa Bay Bucks. The Bucks are leading that game 14-10, I believe. But that's it. We'll be back with you next Monday. Some more great guests, some more tremendous recruiting talk as well. Thank you so much for making this show what it is, and we will see you next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.